Welcome. Today we're heading to Lake Como, where mountain slopes meet deep blue water, old villas, and wonderfully unhurried promenades. The goal is simple: 3 relaxed days linked by ferries without attempting to collect every lakeside village. Lake Como can feel polished, even cinematic, but it is also a working landscape of small towns and residential lanes. A good visit leaves room to pause, look across the water, and let the lake set the pace. What stays with people is the layering. Boats crossing the water, church towers above terracotta roofs, and steep green mountains closing in around the lake. On a clear morning, even an ordinary ferry ride can feel like the day's main event. There is a useful contrast here. Como feels urban and energetic. The central lake villages feel more intimate and resort-like, yet distances look shorter on a map than they feel once boats, hills, and walking time enter the picture. So resist the urge to race around the entire shoreline. Pick connected places, build in a little slack, and treat a missed boat or passing shower as a reason for coffee by the water rather than a ruined plan. Start with Como, at the southwestern end of the lake. It is a practical arrival point, with a handsome historic center, waterfront walks, and enough city life to make the first evening easy. It gives your trip a grounded beginning. Then look toward the central lake. Bellagio is known for its steep lanes, gardens, and dramatic position where the lake divides. It is deservedly popular, but it is best enjoyed early, slowly, and with a willingness to step beyond the busiest corners. Across the water, Varenna offers a more compact, romantic feel. A waterfront promenade, stone lanes rising uphill, and lovely views back toward the mountains. It is also especially useful for travelers arriving by rail. Managgio rounds out a focused selection nicely. Its lakeside setting and central position make it a sensible place to wander or pause between crossings. You do not need to rank these towns. Each contributes a different rhythm to the same landscape. For day one, arrive in Como and keep expectations modest. Walk the waterfront, explore the historic streets, and settle into the atmosphere before dinner. If you have extra energy, choose a gentle scenic viewpoint or simply linger beside the lake. Day 2 is your ferry day. Travel into the central lake area and choose 2, not 4, towns. Bellagio and Varenna make a satisfying pairing, while Managgio can be added only if the day still feels spacious. Here is the key question. Do you want to see more places or actually remember them? I would choose a waterfront walk, a leisurely lunch, and time to watch boats arrive over squeezing in another transfer. On day 3, slow down further. Visit a villa garden if it appeals, follow a marked lakeside or hillside walk, or return to the town that felt most comfortable. Paths can include stairs, slopes, and uneven surfaces, so choose with your footwear in mind. Keep the plan flexible around weather and boat operations. Ferries are immensely helpful, but they are part of a real transport network, not a private sightseeing service. Check local information on the day, then leave enough margin for connections. At the table, look for Northern Italian comfort. Risotto, polenta, local cheeses, and pasta dishes shaped by the region rather than by a generic Italian menu. Freshwater fish from the lake can also be a thoughtful choice when it is offered seasonally. For walking and a calmer atmosphere, spring and early autumn are often especially appealing. Summer brings brighter, livelier lakeside energy, but also more people in the famous towns. Neither is wrong. It depends on whether you value buzz or breathing room. Rail can make arrival straightforward, particularly through Como or Varenna depending on your route. Once you are there, combine trains, ferries, and walking rather than assuming a car will make every stop easier. Narrow roads and parking can complicate a relaxed trip. One gentle reminder, these beautiful towns are homes, not open-air sets. Keep voices low in residential lanes and on boats. Avoid blocking doorways, and do not climb walls or enter spaces marked private just for a better photograph. Support the places you enjoy. Buy lunch from a local cafe. Choose small businesses where you can, and give staff patience during busy moments. Courtesy matters most when a destination is popular. And prepare physically for the setting. Lake-level promenades can be easy, but the moment you turn uphill, the terrain changes. Comfortable shoes, water, and a realistic sense of your own pace make the experience far more pleasant. The best Lake Como plan is not an exhaustive circuit. Choose a few ferry-connected places, perhaps Como, Bellagio, Varenna, and Managgio, and leave enough space for a walk, a long lunch, and the view across the water. Thank you for listening. Travel gently, check conditions locally, and let Lake Como reward you for slowing down. Until next time, goodbye.